Maar ik heb net de verdict gelezen, de judgment. En Assange mag in hoger beroep op 3 gronden. En hij moet beoordeeld, het moet beoordeeld worden volgens de First Amendment als hij uitgeleverd wordt. Hij moet berecht worden onder dezelfde voorwaarden als elke Amerikaanse ingezetene. En het laatste is dat hij niet de doodstraf daar mag wachten. Het enige maar in dit ding is dat Amerika mag garanties afgeven die al die 3 de gronden zou weerleggen.
The decision not to extradite him is very, very welcome. I wish that they'd said this whole process should be dropped. I wish that they'd said he could have a full and fair hearing in front of a high court in this country. We aren't there yet, but we aren't at the end of the road either. There's going to be another hearing on May the 20th.
There's a huge however in this.
There's been a huge however in every stage of this. But at least the however is that this could open up a way out. The other decision would have been to close down that possibility.
Now, these judges asked for the U.S. to give assurances on 3 matters. Is that right?
Yes. First Amendment rights, that he wouldn't be treated differently because he's not an American citizen, and that he wouldn't face capital punishment if found guilty. But what that adds up to is the judge is saying to the Americans, we don't trust that you can run a free and fair trial.
But if they give those assurances, will they trust them the way the previous 2 high court judges accepted the assurances?
Well, that's still open, as I understand it. Even if they give the assurances, then they're opening up the possibility that Julian's lawyers can argue that those shouldn't be taken at face value. So even that isn't closed down.
That's interesting. They can do further submissions, where in the previous high court decision, there was no argument about the assurances.
Yeah, what it shows, we've always said that this is a political trial. What this shows is that the political ground is shifting, and it's shifting in Julian's favor.
What happens on May 20th?
Well, that's where we hear what assurances, if any, the Americans have given. Whether the judges and others find them satisfactory, whether or not they'll open up the possibility of a full appeal hearing.
That's just a deadline, not a hearing.
I don't know.
Thank you very much, John.
John, can I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
What did you think of the announcement being in the afternoon of yesterday and then the judgment coming today?
Well, we were absolutely assured that there would be 48 hours notice. There wasn't. People will draw their own conclusions from that. I think it's of a piece with the rest of this, which is that it's always been a political trial and they're running it on political grounds, so they minimised the period in which it was possible to respond to the announcement.
Yes, because if he had been extradited, Julian's family in Australia, they could not have made it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Fidel Narváez, you were the consul at the embassy when Julian Assange was there. What do you make of today's judgment?
Well, I think it's the prolongation of slow killing. They haven't decided to fully kill Julian today, so we're going to have still some grounds to litigate in the UK. So basically, the United States has been given the opportunity to a political intervention. The courts want assurances that Julian Assange won't be sentenced to death penalty if he goes to the United States. And the court wants to have assurances that Julian Assange is entitled to First Amendment. What is this saying is, why somebody will be denied the First Amendment protection in the United States? The problem with this is that the political assurances are not worth the paper they are written on. We have plenty of evidence in other cases when the United States have given certain kind of political assurances and they are never fulfilled, or sometimes they are not fulfilled.
Yeah.
So
like in the case of David Mendoza, I think.
Exactly. So there's still the opportunity to go to the European Court if the next round, which is for the 20th of May, goes...
But the 20th of May will be a hearing, right?
The 20th of May will be a hearing where the courts will hear from the defense and from the United States the kind of assurances that the United States are going to give. The defense is given the opportunity to comment on that, which is positive. But it remains to see how much weight the courts will are going to give to that.
Yes. Yeah, and how much, have you got a lot of faith in the European Court? Because I understand they, a lot of the judges also have been compromised, shall we say, by foreign investors.
Well, I have more faith in the European Court than in the UK courts. But that's not much to say.
Okay.
Taking into account the judicial persecution that we have witnessed already for 5 years. But I think Julian Assange will stand more chance to be successful in the European courts. That's for sure.
Thank you very much for this interview.